Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies.
You know, the leaves What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. Oops, they did it again. Is that the old song? The corrupt Federal Reserve once again does nothing, makes it so that they can screw the middle class and allow the upper 1% to continue to chime on. It's an amazing fact, but it was interesting because I actually made some notes as I was listening, and it's interesting that we have a market that she said we can do this, that, and the other thing, and I go, okay. So these are the notes that I got out of the Fed FOMC speech, which were number one. We're going to reinvest our money we made from our bond purchases and our investments. And I go, well, wait a second. Where is it written that the Fed is investing? The Fed mandate is not that they are investing. The Fed mandate is that they are the lender of last resort. So what are they reinvesting? Oh, they bought a bunch of bonds to try to prop up the market. Their job is not to prop the market up. Their job is to watch monetary supply and make sure that there's not a run on the banks. Now, if we would make the banks hold enough in reserve, then we probably wouldn't have a run in the bank. So point number one is, why are they making purchases? Why are they investing in the market like the rest of the central banks around the world? Why are they doing all the crud, okay, that makes absolutely zero sense, okay, but yet they're going to reinvest their profits that they've made? And of course, by buying all the bonds, they're collecting the yield, and some of them are starting to come to maturity. Dr. Yellen then said that she was very happy with the growth. And I go, well, what growth? We're less than a 2% GDP. If you want to count GDP as a way of manufacture of talking about numbers, we're seeing the American people making less money, yet paying more in expenses, and we're seeing retailer after retailer go out of business. We're seeing no capital expenditures, which is companies investing in their own company. All the companies today are doing is taking away, or as I like to call it, stealing the old man's bundle. Okay. So now we've got no growth. Then she said, well, we're doing just fine. And I go, okay, if we're doing just fine, why do I feel like we're still in a recession? Why do I see the middle class, the true builders and spenders in an economy, struggling? Because if we're doing fine, that wouldn't be the problem. Okay, we wouldn't have that problem. We have you know, an issue that we have no real growth. We have lousy information. We've got a lousy setup, and we got lousy jobs. So where is the growth? Okay, where are we doing just fine? But then she said, well, we may have to go back to zero. So wait a second, I scratch my head and I go, well, if we have to go back to zero, then we might not be doing as well as you're trying to make it out to. And, you know, if you're already planning and going back to zero, then how good is the economy? Okay. Now, again, let's not try to fool anybody. The economy sucks. Okay. I mean, let's not have a thought that, hey, we're doing great when the economy is in horrible shape. Okay. That we're not creating any jobs, which was another one of her points, that we're growing 180,000 jobs a month. Number one, 180,000 jobs a month is not anywhere near enough to continue moving forward. We used to get, 180 jobs when the population was half of what it is now. So that's why the labor participation rate continues to fail and continue to get farther away, because there ain't enough jobs. And furthermore, the jobs that they're creating, and how they have the nerve, how they have the balls to get on stage and make a statement that the middle-class Americans are doing better. Okay? I mean, if everybody was doing better, there'd be no reason for them to be even involved. If everybody was doing better, there'd be no reason for those idiots and incompetent, clueless people of the Federal Reserve to even be involved in the market. Okay. When did we figure out we needed the Federal Reserve to be involved in the market for 10 years? Okay. Yet their transparency of moving us out is, oh, well, we're doing it for you. We're doing it for you, the American people. We're taking care of the American people as we stick it up your ass, because you know that you're going to pay more tax. Okay. And then we got to the inflation. We need 2%. Well, first of all, where is it written that we need a 2% inflation? Who came up with that number of 2%? Why is it that that is so important at the economy that we have that? Now, again, I understand that deflation is no good. I understand that everybody's got to make money. I have no problem with all that. But don't you think that when you continue to eliminate small business, when you continue to eliminate opportunity for everybody, when you continue to beat down the people that support any economy, that you're going to have a problem? I mean, did we think that it was going to magically go away? And of course, this is unfortunately the edict, the plan of the Federal Reserve to basically wipe out the middle class. And again, you can agree or disagree, but it's apparent that that's the objective, because look what's going on. Anyways, I got more. This is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to stop out here for a break. But remember, libertytalk.fm will get you a download of the show every single day. On the weekends, you can get the Sporting Edge. And we are starting a new hedging program next week. I would advise you to check it out. Go to BubbaTrading.com. We will step out here for a break, and we'll be right back. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Come alive, come alive. I wish the Fed would come alive. Actually, I wish they'd go away. Actually, to be honest with you, I wish they'd go away. I'm so sick of them. I can't even stand it anymore, watching the crap. So let's go back with our list of the notes that I made. So then we got into consumer spending and how strong consumer spending is. And I go, wait a second. Let me scratch my head. Let me think about this for a minute. Consumer spending, is it really strong? Well, retail sales have missed almost every month for 5 years. Okay. We've got every retailer that's brick and mortar closing stores. Okay. We've got some of the most successful starting to collapse. So where is the consumer spending? And then consumer confidence. Okay, well, consumer confidence is not a very reliable poll. You know, they poll maybe 5,000 people. Okay, and you know, I'm sure that that's a little bit manipulated as well. I mean, the Ponzi scheme rolls on. Okay. The Federal Reserve legalized Ponzi scheme rolls on because that's what they're creating. They're stealing money from the elderly or the retiree or the fixed income. They're trying to take and convincing everybody that they need a 2% inflation, which basically takes 2% right out of the bottom line of your pocket. So we'll call it the hidden tax of inflation. We know that we, the American people, will be responsible the next time the banks collapse. We know the next time the banks get their ass kicked, that we'll be the ones that are going to have to pay for it, like we're paying for the last one. So not to be selfish, not to be against everybody, but what's in it for me? What's in it for the average guy? What benefit did I receive over the last 8 years, okay, to help me? Okay, now again, maybe that's not the right idea, but where did I go wrong? Okay, where is the benefit for Bubba? Where is the benefit for Bubba and his crew? Where is the benefit for Bubba and his listeners and his crew? If you can tell me, other than if you were in the stock market, where you benefited, I would love to hear it. Okay. Now, I know that many, many people are having trouble day to day. Hence, we have a lot of more violence. But people are having trouble living the life that they became accustomed to. We have a situation that we pay more for goods and services, make less money. And yet they're telling me how good they did for me and how they saved the market. Well, quite frankly, I don't really give a shit about the market. Okay. I do care about myself. I do care that I got two kids in college and I'm paying more for everything and I'm not making any more money. That I care about. I care about that I don't have the opportunity to go out and make more money. That I care about. Okay. I could care less about Warren Buffett, who's made, you know, billions of dollars. Okay. What did he do for me? Okay. All that jackass wants to do is make me pay more taxes. Okay. And then lie about inversion plans and then do it anyways. Okay. So again, not to be selfish, but what's in it for me? What's in it for us? Okay. And again, I would love to hear from anybody out there other than the stock market. And I don't know how many of you have your biggest amount of wealth in the stock market. Okay. I mean, from what I see in my neighborhood, people got enough trouble just paying for groceries. Okay. From what I see in my neighborhood, I see a lot of people that aren't working, and the ones that are working at the gas station. And there ain't nothing wrong with the gas station. I mean, again, I'm just saying, but these are college-educated people, okay, that were, you know, executives at companies that are no longer working. But yet, they will continue to tell us what they're doing for us. So as they put their pocket, their hand in, and tell me how good they're doing, they got their other hand in my pocket, relieving me of more of my cash. Okay? So you tell me how good the economy has become. Okay? You tell me that we're not in a state of imagination. I mean, we're like Alice in Wonderland, or in this case, Janet in Wonderland. I mean, you have to tell me what the hell they're looking for, okay, to prop this up. Because the people that I know, okay, my friends, okay, there's a few that are doing well, but for the most part, struggling. My friends, the farmers, believe me, they can't be happy. Look at the prices of agricultural products. Now, fortunately for them, the good news for them is they planted when they were higher and they're going to have to sell them when they're lower. That's a great one thing I know. You know, if you have to sell something and you pay X for it and you have to sell it cheaper, well, maybe you'll try to make it up in selling more volume. Okay. This is a continuing problem that everybody chooses to ignore. Okay. So where is it that the wonderful growth and all the good things that Janet Yellen spent over an hour talking about, but this is the two-faced crap that really pisses me off, okay? Every time she said one thing, she said something on the other side to let you know that, well, we may have a problem. We know we have a problem. Is anybody surprised that when you have idiocy and incompetence running the asylum, running the business, that they're going to go out of business? Okay, this is where Ron Paul makes the argument to end the Fed, because they are not doing jack diddly. Okay, they have done the worst job in history. This goes back to why it is, or why don't we have a typical free market? Okay, this is the unbelievable case for free markets and price discovery. Why does the Fed think that they're smarter than everybody else, and they don't believe that we should allow the market to make its own price discovery? I mean, are we incapable? Are we too dumb to handle our own pricing? Okay. Are we behind the times? Or is it that they can't steal enough from us to operate a shitty government that spends more money than anybody, that doesn't have to live by the same laws and rules that we do? Okay. You know, again, I'd like to have my own printing press in the basement and print up all my money when I need it so that I can just keep printing. You know, I'd be flying in private jets too. You know, so when does their style, lifestyle, become affected by what's going on? But of course, no, we continue to get the same rhetoric of, oh yeah, we're doing great. Everything's terrific. If everything was terrific, why are they still here? Okay. So that becomes the bigger question. If all is right in the world, why are they still involved? Why are we still hearing from them? But of course, that's not the way that it is. And that should be telling you and giving you the message that our good friend, old two-faced Dr. Yellen, okay, and Ben Bernanke before her, they can't tell the truth. Okay. They can't tell the truth. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. When you miss one of my shows, you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day, as well as a lot of great shows on the network. Go check it out. Get the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And go to bubbatrading.com and check out what's going on. By the way, today we've got a great farmers webinar at 6 Eastern. Check it out. It's on the site. You can sign up for it. It's free. In the meantime, I'm going to step out of here for a break and come back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Among the stars.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, every Wednesday, today's Thursday, but every Wednesday I talk agricultural products on rural radio, XM 147, with my friend Marlon Bowling, sometimes Mark Oppel, but yesterday was with Marlon Bowling. Let's go back and listen to what I told Marlon about the ag products yesterday. We'll be right back after Marlon.
Always a pleasure to talk with Todd about the markets. He always has a unique perspective on how to look at things and how they are developing, sometimes well ahead of time. And Todd, glad to have you with us here this morning. A lower trend overnight in the markets, and I'm hearing rumors that the combines are really rolling here today, if they can go at all in the central Corn Belt, just because they know there's possibly several more inches of rain coming this weekend.
Good morning, Marlon. And I don't know about everywhere else, but in Chicago, it's coming down like there is no tomorrow. Like the world might be coming to an end with all this rain. But you know, we'll see how it plays out. But you know, we go back into, you know, looking at the overall action, and you know, we kind of anticipate what may or may not happen. And I think one of the things we've seen is the ability for, corn a little bit lower this morning and wheat a little bit lower this morning, but really basically able to hold these bottoms. I think they're in pretty good shape. I think that we're going to see a slow move higher. I'm looking forward to higher prices here. Again, it's not going to be easy. They unfortunately don't give us lottery tickets and say they're just going straight up. They're going to grind you and make you work on it. But I think we've seen some pretty good levels built here. And I think the bean market looks like, you know, it was 940 to 10. We got close to 10 yesterday. And now we're selling off a little bit. I think that range is going to stay. But overall, I think that things are going to look a little bit better. You know, one of the things we have today, Marlon, is the Fed and their announcement. Now, I don't believe they're going to do anything. In fact, I would be highly shocked if they did anything but what they've done all along, which is remain completely dovish and do nothing with rates. But really what we're going to see is what the statement looks like, and the markets look like they've already priced in a potential interest rate hike. So I think we're a little bit artificially depressed here, Marlon, in our markets here. I think that if there's any news that could be considered good news, you know, bad news for the dollar, good news for the actual economy, I think you'll actually see maybe a faster move than I think. But I think we've already priced in a stronger dollar, a Fed that will continue to do nothing. And if that's the case, I think that's been priced in. So I think higher prices are coming. The question is the speed. And of course, as you know, I like to have them move up slowly, and I'd like to see them start to build a strong trend here, which I think they can. I think we will see much better pricing over the long term. But again, it isn't going to be easy. The markets don't announce themselves and tell you they're going higher. They're going to grind you out and make you think about it. But if you can afford to store and your costs aren't high to store, obviously I'd be putting them in the bins right now and not selling them at these levels.
Well, it seems counterintuitive that we would be able to get much of a rally right in the depths of harvest activity, and that's going to be extending here for a few weeks, I would think.
Well, you know, that is true, except now, one of the things we have to look at, and if we have to look at it from the outside perspective, which is if the equity markets start to fail, remember, the agricultural markets, the commodities, they are a place for people that do look for yield. I'm looking for new money to start to flow in into these markets because I believe that a lot of money, even though it doesn't show yet, I believe a lot of money is starting to outflow from the equity markets. And that money will be looking for a home. And I can think of no better home than, you know, the grain space right now that you would really be getting what I would consider a tremendous value in price. And you could have a very good chance for a big return.
Seems like you can't get much more value than if you look at wheat these days. Huh?
Well, I think you can't. And again, the only thing is if we're going to stop eating, you know, then we're not going to have, then the grains won't go higher. But, you know, I don't know that we're going to have a special pill that is going to allow us to skip dinner, lunch and dinner. So I think that we have great value in these markets right now. I think that when you look at some of the outside factors that tie in, I think we're in great position. And of course, I've been talking to my guys about, you know, if you're looking for, you know, for feed for next year, you should probably start locking in these low corn prices down here, as well as oil prices as we get back to 40. Because I think, you know, you want to put, when you're starting to put together your next year's marketing plan, you want to put together what's going on and how you can now establish some firm costs, knowing what it's going to cost you. So when you're building that plan, you're in a much better position.
Well, Todd, we're going to pause for a quick little break here, and then I want to come back and talk with you more at length about on the Wednesday morning edition of Commodity Wrap. I'm Marlon Bowling with you, along with Zach Troutman, who's running the board for us today. On the phone is Todd Bubba Horowitz of BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. And by the way, gentlemen, wanted to wish you a farewell to the last day of summer here. We can kiss it goodbye after today, last full day of summer today. Tomorrow we start fall. A lot of folks will say, yippee, about that. So we're looking forward to that. Todd, I wanted to follow up with your comments earlier. You seem to think that maybe we're going to be basing out this grain market here sometime fairly soon. But a wild card in there is we are going to have South America in their planting season now. What if they have a perfect planting season? How much of a damper is that going to throw on the markets overall long term?
Well, Marlon, I don't think that we could. I don't think we could get in much worse shape than where I think we've priced in perfection there. We've priced in everything here. In my eyes, the way that I look at these markets, I can't see much more damage being done to them. I think they've been really, when you look at the bigger picture, really slaughtered, you know, based on everything. And I don't think it'll have much effect at all. I think that's already been built in and priced in to perfection. That's why I'm excited about the market, because I can look at it and I can say, well, yeah, there is some risk to the downside here. But overall, if anything goes wrong with any of the things that have already been priced in the market, then we get higher prices. And if multiple things go wrong, we can get much higher prices. And that's the probability model that I like to play. I think when you look at, you always try to measure risk versus reward and see, you know, what could go wrong and what could go right. And I think there's a heck of a lot more things that can go right in our favor than can go wrong, because again, I believe that the markets are priced for the worst scenarios. So, you know, I can't, there's nothing I can think of that could make things any worse than they are now based on the information that we're trading off of.
This morning, there's a Newswire story, Todd, that says last night in New York, a premier from China says that country will soon allow imports of U.S. beef. And mostly they've had a ban on our beef products since 2003 over BSE fears, or the mad cow fears back then. But they think that they could reopen U.S. beef exports to China. How much of a game changer could that be?
Well, I mean, it could be a game changer, but, you know, one of the things I try to educate everybody on and try to make sure that they understand is we can't trade or buy or produce off of what may happen down the road. Right now, the markets themselves are telling me that's probably not going to happen, or certainly not going to happen anytime soon. Because if we've watched the price action over the last few days, you know, again, these news items, the guy just didn't wake up yesterday and say, hey, I'm going to do this. They've been talking about, which means that it's been around and circulating. And we have not had, actually, we've had fairly soft action in the cattle markets the last couple of days. Not horrible, but not great, you know, not exploding, which you would expect, especially since we broke to the upside and held the bottoms. You would have thought a much bigger rally would have been in part if any of that was really expected and priced in by the street. So right now, I would say it would be good news, but right now the markets are anticipating it's come as you are. Let's keep trading the same way, because even if that's a possibility, it's not a possibility anytime soon.
Quick question. Are you friendly on the lean hogs now? They had a hook reversal back to the upside yesterday.
Well, as soon as I get done with the Heimlich on the ones I own that I'm choking on right now, yes, I will be. I am friendly. I think we make a run back to at least 58 here. I think that 64 and higher is still in play. But the breakdown below 58 was extremely painful and really brought in some new selling. Now, we've been able to stabilize, you know, around 55. You know, early quotes now are looking in the 56s in the morning. But I think we've got a great chance. But the key here will be, what does it do when it gets back to 58? Because it will get there, I'm very confident. But then the real thing is, can we break back out and either get back in that consolidation range between 58 and 64? Or can we now break out and make new highs to the upside?
All right, Todd, good to visit with you. Thank you so much for the information this morning. Great visit. Todd Bubba Horowitz has a company called BubbaTrading.com. You have to check it out online. All kinds of great information on there. We'll pause for a break, and when we come back, we'll have more of the morning.
Stay pause for a break. I'm coming right back in. And, you know, so what did you think? Okay, again, this is issues that have to be dealt with. And, of course, you know, Marlon likes to get into the specifics of what's going on outside and delivery. And again, this is something that I believe is so important to all of you to learn, is that the markets already know. This is not something that the markets don't know. They know what's going on. They've already priced it in. Okay. Remember, markets pricing things ahead of time. So don't worry about South America or whatever, anywhere. Markets are well ahead of the news. They know what's going on. They're set up. So instead of us worrying about what is in the news, let's worry about how we're going to trade and make money from the news. That's the more important thing. But nothing more important than going to libertytalk.fm and downloading the Bubba Show. We're at 260,000 downloads a month. I need to get to a million, but I want to get to 300,000 first. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. The
song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander. Orchestra.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. Okay, so we talked about the Fed to nauseam. In fact, I got a little vomit bag next to me. I can't stand it. I can't stand her. I can't stand the whole process. I find it vile. Okay. I just don't get it. I'm just unhappy with it. And, you know, call me what you want to call me, but to me, the logic just, it just doesn't fit. I hate being lied to. You know, I can handle the truth. I'm not Jack Nicholson and a few good men. I can handle the truth. Okay. Just give me the truth. So now, okay, let's talk about stock markets. Let's talk about equity markets. Let's talk about commodity markets. Let's talk about what the hell is going to go on from here. So we've now built in, okay, a market that continues to thrive, okay, on the ability to grab free money from the Fed, right? Okay, the banks get free money. They like to put it in. Now, it's interesting. Interestingly enough, the banks are continuing now to create short positions in the market. Okay. And they're buying volatility futures or selling futures. And how are they doing that? Gee, it's amazing that they're using our money, okay? Because they can borrow so cheaply, and we know they're certainly not lending out money, okay? So they're not lending it out, and they're getting short. So they're going to benefit when the market does pop and collapse, which it will. Again, not me not trying to put fear, because I don't ever want to do that. I don't want to scare anybody. I'm not trying to tell you that, you know, the world's coming to an end. What I'm telling you is very simple. Statistically, the market's going to sell off. But yet, so here we are. We've got the Fed continuing to bail the banks out. Okay. We've got the Fed continuing to do their thing. And, of course, the banks are taking all the money that they're stealing, that the Fed is now stealing from us. Okay. And they're putting it in to the markets in their way, which is basically shorting the market. They've got a record position in volatility futures. They're building up huge positions in short the indexes, telling you that they believe the market's going down. Now, one of the things they can do for sure is they can continue to hold on because they got more money. Okay. One of the things they're telling you is that you know, they don't have to be concerned, but they're also telling you that that is probably going to be an announcement. You know, you can bet in the next week or two or three, whatever, that Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan will come out with an announcement that, well, it's time to now sell the market, because they'll be built up and they'll be nice and short, okay, and have just a huge position on, in which the sheep will follow them, because that's what always happens, okay? And, of course, they'll start selling, but in the meantime, that'll be when Goldman Sachs will start to cover and take their profits. Now, again, you can look at it whatever way you want. I choose to look at it straight on, okay, and understand that we have a system that has been corrupt. We have a system that has been misused. We have a system that the people are in cahoots. We have many, 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 many legs of this whole thing. But it starts at the top, okay, with Janet Yellen, okay, in this case. Now, you know, we talked earlier about why she won't raise rates, but since she won't raise rates, we're now seeing an accumulation of short positions and positioning, because, and why wouldn't you? If you can get money for free or for zero, why wouldn't you take as much as you can get and then put it into something else, okay, and try to return your investment? I mean, you know, I've used the example in the past, but, you know, if I own a company that I know that for every dollar I have, I can return 10%, okay, why wouldn't I borrow as much money as I could? If I could borrow money at zero and return 10, that's a pretty good arbitrage. That's a pretty good trade, okay? So as we get convinced at how good things are, and again, I never found yet a good situation when asset prices were deflating for most of the people. I never found a good market when that thing, when that was happening. And of course, we know it'll happen. It'll reverse and we'll be screwed. But, you know, the imbalance that we're seeing continues to get worse. So what I want to know is why not force, you know, if you're going to continue to give away free money, if you're going to continue to do your BS, why not force banks that if they take money from the Fed, that they have to lend it out, okay? And they have to lend it out to the average guy, okay? Because you are seeing a rent bubble, okay, in this market. You are seeing a commercial real estate bubble, okay, because there's no place to go. Again, when you start hearing the advertisements on TV of, you know, all the great places to invest your money, and they all tie to real estate, that is telling you that that market is coming towards an end. I talked to some very good friends of mine out in California. And they're telling me that they believe that the top of the market is in California real estate. Now, again, I don't know that for a fact, but I wouldn't be surprised. You continue to, again, you continue to allow the very wealthy to continue to borrow cheap money. And of course, they're going to invest it. Again, and why wouldn't you? Okay, if you're a bank, I mean, you know, just out of logic, if you're a bank and you can borrow money at zero and you don't have to lend it out and you can do whatever you want with it, and if you go broke, you're going to be under the category of too big to fail, so the Fed's going to come back and bail you out. Why wouldn't you take as much as you could? I certainly would. I mean, I want to keep getting that $19 million bonus or salary, you know. I mean, you know, it goes back to the Wells Fargo. I mean, the CEO of Wells Fargo that makes $19 million a year. And that doesn't count all the stock options and the things that he's built up over the years. Okay, you saw the one woman just retired with $100 million, okay, between stock options and everything else. So why would we do anything different? That's my point, okay? So you're creating an opportunity for some, but to create for the some, you have to take from others. And unfortunately, the others are the middle class. Okay, that again goes back. It always comes back to the same thing. Okay, somebody's paying for all this, and it happens to be us. Okay, and again, if things get bad, who's going to pay for it? Well, of course, we're going to pay for it. Okay, that's the way that it goes. Now, that shouldn't be the way it goes, and we need to get that changed. But the only way you change that is by changing the laws and voting out the current parties that are in there. And again, it's not going to change with just one. This is going to be something that's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time to get this done, but hopefully we can work on it and get it done, because the Fed, corrupt, Fed controlled, not supposed to be, but I don't know. I'll leave you with that. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge. And, of course, we've got football tonight, Houston, New England. I will start my week off with taking New England with an unknown quarterback. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.